It's the fast-paced 60-second feature that targets the 35 million Americans who play golf. It's called The Golf Minute. But don't take our word for it. Just ask John Hansen, Program Director, Fox Sports Radio 1460, Las Vegas.
I think it sounds terrific.
Fred Zolanko from legendary news talker KMOX St. Louis.
I really like it. It's good. It's well produced.
Greg Rakestraw, ESPN 950, Indianapolis.
If you can get a one-minute daily lesson over the radio, I think you get a lot of people's attention.
Mark Pinsky, General Manager, WSBC-AM Chicago.
I think it's great. Golf is huge.
Hosted by golf guru Dennis Silvers. The Golf Minute brings your audience easy-to-follow golfing tips.
There's a million different kinds of tips.
What I like about the Golf Minute is that Dennis delivers the product in a very clear, concise way that can actually help the audience. It's something that they can use to apply to their game.
Perfect for your format.
Oldies, any talk format, whether it was sports, business, news, classic rock.
Your listeners and your sales department will love the Golf Minute.
It offers a very targeted audience to a very targeted group of businesses. That really makes it an easy sell.
You could have your local club manufacturer sponsor that,
driving ranges.
If you can't find a golf shop or a golf course that can latch themselves onto that, you're not selling very hard.
And even car dealerships like Cadillac, Jaguar.
It appeals to men who have money. There are so many different types of businesses, from banks to mortgage companies to car dealerships, that are trying to appeal to men who have money. It's money in the bank.
Now, check out the Golf Minute for yourself. Then, when you're ready to get started, just fax back the agreement. Now, cut one.
Hi, I'm Dennis Silvers, the golf guru, with another Golf Minute to help your putting game. One of the most common putting faults with amateurs is taking the putter back too far and then having to decelerate through impact. This leads to inconsistent contact and limits your feel for distance. Not a good thing. Here's a drill that will shorten your backstroke and help develop smooth acceleration through impact. Drop a ball, not on your foot, about 25 feet from a hole, and then drop another ball about 8 inches directly behind your putter head. Try and put the first ball to the hole without touching the second ball. You'll find that in order to reach the hole, you must accelerate the putter through impact. You'll find that you will start thinking less about the backstroke and more about the forward motion, the part that actually strokes the ball. So don't forget, shorten the backstroke to ensure smooth acceleration and impact, and you'll be holing a lot more putts, I promise. For the Golf Minute, I'm Dennis Silvers.
Cut two.
I'm Dennis Silvers, the golf guru, with another Golf Minute to help you play better in the wind. When playing into the wind, try and reduce the ball's spin as much as possible to create a lower, more penetrating ball flight. The higher the ball spin rate, the higher its trajectory, and the more susceptible it is to the wind. To decrease the spin, play the ball slightly behind its normal position with your weight favoring your left side. Take at least one more club, you hear me, and make a three-quarter length backswing, swinging at a nice, easy tempo. Match your swing shape to the trajectory you want to hit the shot. Many golfers try and hit a knockdown shot, for example, with a steep swing hitting down on the ball, which creates more backspin. Imagine a ladder in front of you. Try and swing through the rung of the ladder you'd like to hit your ball through. To keep the ball low, swing into the lower rung. So remember, reduce the ball spin rate to keep it down in the wind. For the Golf Minute, I'm Dennis Silvers.
Cut three.
Hi, this is Dennis Silvers, the Golf Guru, with another Golf Minute tip to improve your putting. The majority of missed putts, around 80%, miss on the low side of the hole, what is referred to as the amateur side. That's because most golfers misread the break. They see only a small percentage of the actual break of the putt. As a consequence, they compensate with both the setup and stroke of the putt. To make more breaking putts, start by doubling the break that you see. If you read a putt that breaks 6 inches, that's 6 inches from the edge plus another 2 inches to the heart of the cup. Double your initial read to 12, then add the 2 inches from the edge to the middle of the cup. Your new read should be 14 inches of break. Don't get hung up on exact distances. You need to merely estimate. See the high point of the putt, figure roughly twice that, add another 2 inches to center cut the putt, then make your stroke. So remember, do the math, double the break and add 2 to the heart, and you'll break the heart of your opponent. Love it. For the Golf Minute, I'm Dennis Silvers.
Call Syndication Networks toll-free or fax back the agreement to lock in your money. The Golf Minute. Great ratings and revenue for your station.